Issues, and I want to talk on some of the other issues of other experts we have that deal with the four DVD set of Jonathan Gray. Let's go over to his website, and we'll talk about some of the things at beforeus.com. You'll also notice if you go over to Clay and Iron, we have a special on over at Clay and Iron, if you look at the author list there, on his four DVD set dealing with Israel, Islam, and, of course, the third jihad, which is the third woe of Revelation. And he's done an amazing biblical analysis to prove that this is absolutely the same thing that both Sunni and Shiite Islam believes right now, that the third woe is on, the third jihad. And the three woes, of course, are the judgment against apostate Judaism and Christianity down through the centuries, and God has used them as his, if you want to call it, disciplinary whip and chains against those who have not done God's will and preach the actual truth of the full gospel. So that's really interesting. So let's go to beforeus.com, and I'm going to show you how you can obtain some of the amazing books. And if you go to the top left side of beforeus.com, you'll see special DVD offer, Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. Order now. And, of course, you get Dead Men's Secrets. If you look at the range of books, it's just amazing what Jonathan's done. He's traveled all over the world. He's done work in underground ancient cities. He's gone to specific archaeological sites like the areas up in the mountains in Turkey, where it's thought that the Noah's Ark actually finally rested. He's actually seen the altar sites of Adam and Eve. He's gone to areas in the Middle East with other archaeological investigators. He's established that there are underground tunnels all over the world, and they're very, very ancient, especially in the Middle East and through Turkey and other areas in South America. And he's researched a number of things. For example, you can see how in past worlds that you never expected to see. You'll see all kinds of things that explain that the Bible is actually true. But you have to have the proper perspective to understand what he means by that. And these findings are all over the world. They're in Egypt, they're in China, they're in the Americas, they're in the Mediterranean, they're in Russia, in Babylon, the Intel Fertile Crescent. The latest, of course, is the recapturing by the Syrian forces, the Peshmerga Kurds, and Russia of Palmyra, which had the what's called the Gate of Baal, or Baal. And, of course, the date of Baal, which is the 19th of April this year, is the anniversary also of not only of Columbine, but of the Oklahoma City bombing. It's the first day of the 13 days of Beltane, a pagan sacrifice to the end day, which is Molech, on May Day or May 1st, which is also, of course, a communist day. Again, it's tied directly to Satanism, because remember that that Satanism and communism are one and the same. They're different sides of the same coin. We talk about issues like the world issues. 14 maps of the ancient world had vanished so completely we never thought they existed. And, of course, we know that they had maps of Antarctica that indicate there were civilizations down there, that a lot of the changes in Antarctica are relatively recent in terms of thousands of years. These books are really essential to understand. And if you go to that link on that special DVD offer, what you're going to discover is that the archaeological answers to many different questions are given. Now, Islam is called Hiraj, is invading Europe now. They're invading America with the help of the closet Muslim, Mr. Barack Obama, that's his name, Lightning Barack Obama. If we look at the head of the CIA, he's a converted Muslim. The head of the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, she's also a Muslim. People need to understand Islam is not congruent. That means all Islam, not just the, quote, extreme Islam. There's a big mistake often made that people think that Islam, moderate Islam, is compatible. It's not, because if you read the hadith in the Shura, and if you go to politicalislam.com with Dr. Bill Warner, who's a former Tennessee State University professor, he's taken the Quran and made it in a linear sequence, so it's not out of sequence, where they had one of the previous caliphs had actually changed the sequence so that he put the larger books at the beginning and the smaller books at the end. So you wouldn't understand the actual sequence of events, such as the burning of date palms of a Jewish community and destroying all the people there, the 57 jihads by Muhammad, and the fact that he raped and killed and destroyed people if they would not convert to Islam. You have to understand that the Catholic Church and the Roman Catholic Church was originally part of the sponsors and assisted in the development of Islam to take over the Temple Mount, and then they turned on the Catholic Church and wouldn't hand over, which precipitated the Crusades. We now have Jesuits with the current, quote, last pope in power, who's now working very hard to put forward Chrislam, who's actually said that Islam is, in the Quran, is the same as the Bible. In fact, he said this last Christmas, Pope Francis, when he was at the United Nations meeting with 72 world leaders and the POTUS, the President of the United States, the Pontifex, who considers themselves literally the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ on earth, literally supported carbon taxes, supported a globalism, supported destruction of the nation states, and the Hiraj, or the invasion of Muslims, not only into Europe, but also America and Australia. So people need to start grasping here that we are the crux of the final days of world secular history. And at this point in time, it's no longer, quote, a conspiracy theory, it's a fact. It's right in our face, it's no longer disputable, and we have to understand the underlying history of it and the evil that is propelling us forward into this disaster. If you go to politicalislam.com, Professor Warner, you'll see his books that are available there, and you'll become highly informed. This 4-DVD set, by the way, is simply amazing. And let me see if I can pull up his latest information on that, because I think people should start realizing that political Islam is a very real event. For example, let me go through some of the things that are present in Jonathan Gray's books and DVDs. His latest one, for example, on the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem, is dealing with four surprising DVDs that will leave you amazed, breathless, and riveted. Okay, the first, of course, is The Invasion of America, Europe, and Australia. It's 56 minutes. Terrorists swarming into position among millions of refugees ready. The rescue plan needed to know. Amazing prophecies come true. Number two, Why the Vatican Created Islam, 56 minutes, a DVD, excellent. And by the way, the biblical and the logical analysis in the videos are mind-boggling. My wife, Michelle, has said these are the most important Christian videos she's ever watched. An amazing escape from certain death, a secret hidden in a loaf of bread that saved a family from assassins. So why did the Vatican create it? The third DVD, The Coming Muslim Empire in Israel. Will the emerging caliphate seize Jerusalem? Yes, and people don't realize that, and we have video presentations as well, that all of the various fractions of Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra Al-Qaeda and ISIL, they all say that their capital won't be in Saudi Arabia and Mecca, Medina, or even in Constantinople, which is now the capital of the old Ottoman Empire. No, it will be in Jerusalem. And according to Jonathan Gray, which I think makes good sense, that we are approaching the destruction not only of the various Christian nations and killing millions of Christians in the area, we're also looking at the knife's edge, and we have Barry Chamish, that we are on the knife's edge of the destruction and the capture of Jerusalem. And the number four is the World War III and how to survive. He talks about ISIS, the CIA, and the Vatican connection. And the CIA created ISIS, and the Vatican created the CIA. And the way it did it is the Operation Paperclip, to transfer German intelligence agencies directly with Operation Paperclip to the United States. What the elite has planned for you, political, financial, and religious. Political, they're destroying the literally North national borders with people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, if she gets in, or Bernie Sanders. How to survive it? Why killers rescue their intended victims instead? And we talked about this, in fact. It's interesting that Islam, in a sense, has stopped a lot of the killings through the Middle Ages and distracted and prevented the Catholic Church from even killing more people. During the millennium, of their rule basically is the Roman extension of the Catholic extension of the Roman Empire, which is why in Daniel's statue is the statue of clay and iron. You see the iron legs of iron and the feet and toes of clay and iron. You're dealing with a mixed empire of Islam and globalism. And what are they saying? Powerful, stunning, astonishing information, a vital message. Very powerful, very well done. You're going to get some additional things if you purchase it as well. You're going to get another DVD called East Awake. Who will win the coming world war? Impending mega earthquake. Cities topple, islands sink, the grid dies, and what is the second coming? Then a number of e-books, The Underground Tunnel Mysteries in the Muslim Lands, in Turkey, Lebanon, Israel, Egypt, and Iran. These are very ancient. Go back as long as 12,000 years ago to 35,000 years ago. When I first traveled to Schriever Air Force Base and was taken underground in the underground city on July 10th, 1994, the first thing the director of Space Command told me and my colleagues was that the Dark Knight satellite, which has been in orbit between anywhere from 13 to 35,000 units in polar orbit, much bigger than the U.S. International Space Station. And the Dark Knight satellite is a physical object. It's in a polar orbit, which we only achieved in the early 2000s. The next is the amazing events happening today. Recently that you would never believe, strange but true, astonishing events happening today, a second ebook, and then third one, and then Syria's ancient cities of giants, huge rooms and apartments in perfect preservation, every street, every house, every room still complete, and the deserted cities of Syria, about 100 of them, and still remarkably preserved that no tourist has seen and not on modern maps. Interesting. Now, you'll see a lot of other ebooks present that Jonathan has if you go to beforeus.com. I have a hyperlink directly off clayandiron.com so you can get his DVDs and books through that referral site. But what people should start to realize is that, it says in the book of Daniel, to close up and seal the words of this book to the time of the end, the actual birth pangs actually started physically on the 120th Shemitah, which is the tetra of blood moons last fall in New York City, when they had the world leaders meet to recommend and endorse a carbon tax, the United Nations World Rapid Reaction Military and Humanitarian Service Force, a world government, which they've announced, and of course the Palmyra Gate issue, which put a Gate of Baal, which is one of the names, otherwise names of Satan, was placed on the 19th. They tried to place it by the skyscraper, in Manhattan, lower Manhattan as well. They wanted to place it in London and 1,000 other cities because they're really putting out a sign that they're ready to actually declare a world order, and are asking for literally the Antichrist to show up and world government. If you look at the economy, you can see them ready to crash the economy on purpose. You see Obama's move to actually put us in a war footing with Russia and China. You can see him, in the sense, curtsying to King Salman of Saudi Arabia to prevent thousands of lawsuits against Saudi Arabia. But it's a can opener, because Saudi Arabia were simply working as well as the Israeli Mossad nuclear agents with the World Trade Center demolition. And remember, the World Trade Center was a war game that our U.S. Space Command in NORAD actually inserted false icons on the screen of jet aircraft moving. So it was a U.S. war game that went live because it was direct collaboration of NORAD, U.S. Space Command, and the CIA, as well as our operatives, the Israeli Mossad micro-nuke agents, and Saudi agents acting as false pilots for these jets that did not go into the buildings. There were E-10s that were remotely piloted into the buildings. And then people think that somehow jet aircraft could bring down a building, when jet fuel only burns, even in the nozzle of a jet engine, at 1,600 degrees, if there's perfect combustion, which is only half the temperature necessary to melt steel, and certainly wouldn't turn in a nanosecond. Giant steel girders covered with 2.5 inches of asbestos into a nanoparticle aerosol. So face the facts out there. We're dealing with elements within our government that are willing to kill thousands of people. And the next event that Barack Obama is likely to preside over before he leaves office, if he leaves office, is a major terrorist activity that will bring a bipartisan domestic security bill where the last of your rights to go freely or to speak freely will be gone. So we are saying these things now because we still have a moment of time where we can tell the truth before tyranny reigns completely. And that's why when I watched the victory speech of Donald Trump last night, it was very evident that we were moving very quickly toward a time when, if America does not repent, and I'm going to say a quick prayer now for repentance in America. The issues, and I mentioned this in the first hour with Harley Schlanger, are not intellectual, because when you have great intellectual giants like Lyndon LaRouche and many others that have told the truth about it, or whistleblowers, knowing the intellectual truth will not solve these problems without, number one, a prayerful approach to this and a spiritual approach, as it says in the book of Ephesians. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power and spiritual wickedness in high places. We're dealing with a level of evil that the regular mortal, mundane mind cannot conceive, and therefore can't believe it could really be happening. We're not believing in a world where, when they say publicly on the Georgia Guidestones they want to reduce the world population to under a billion to half a billion people, meaning 6.5 billion plus people are exterminated. We don't believe when 30 times plus the Virtual World Project has met Barack Obama, and actually on their website, Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L.com, a play on my name, a military site says that by 2025 the population of America will be reduced from 317 million this year to 65 million in 12 super cities of 5 million plus with apartments of 300 square feet. We call resilient cities, all basically packed in the center of the continent with basically no towns, no coastal cities in either coast left or right coast, with the Trans-Texas corridor going from Villa Cardenas in Mexico right through central United States to Winnipeg, Manitoba, after whatever cataclysm strike. We don't hear the truth about why the Alma Observatory totally violated what NASA was saying there is no dwarf star out in the Oort cloud, which is 0.73 light years out. And by the way, all those so-called experts out there in the blogosphere, like Marshall Masters and others, John DiNardo, these people are fools and they don't understand the real truth. I have access to the scientific, physical, and spiritual truth of what's going on. And there are several different candidates that can create gravity waves, a supermassive black hole passing through our galaxy, which are pretty common. Dwarf stars, which, by the way, there's 10,000 dwarf stars of brown or red dwarf. A red dwarf star has a magnetic flux field that can be anywhere from 10,000 times or more stronger than the magnetic flux field of the Earth, so their action at a distance in terms of magnetic flux and plasma physics, as well as gravity waves, can be far in excess of their size. The ones that are likely to be passing in a 20,000-mile orbit around Earth with a orbital cloud of not only planets but knocking out comets that are out from the Oort cloud, such as Sighting Spring that came by a few years ago, is very devastating. And these, like the one that was supposed to pass through orbital pathway called the back in December 24th, 1997, was thought it was actually going to pass and strike Earth directly. Missed this by 3 months because of orbital and gravitational drag of that Forbes mass comet. We talked about this on the show with Professor McCanny. The fact is that U.S. Space Command only picks up 4% of objects that are city crashers or continent smashers. What we should understand is that we're in a shooting gallery and we're in a section of space now where there's a lot of increased energetics, a lot of nearer space objects. And there's also fairly good evidence that we're seeing a change in solar activity and in gravitational activity, as well as the melting of the polar ice caps on Mars and a lot of nearer space objects passing by us recently to indicate we're heading toward a cataclysm. And the globalists know this, and they're adjusting their policies, and they don't care, as they say, a rat's behind for the general population while they plan to survive underground, believe it or not. Back in a moment.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And of course, we somehow, I guess, although many messages went out to Jonathan because of the time difference and so on, we missed him today. We will try to get him back on for a show here very soon. Of course, we have 3 hours a day programming, so we'll probably get him back on as early as Monday, May 2nd. The other person I think that's very important to understand Islam is Bill Warner. And if you go directly to politicalislam.com, what you're going to find is, number one, his videos, which are very telling, about the comparison of violence in the Bible and the Quran. A lot of people try to say they're equivalent, they're not. Which is why moderate Islam is an interesting anomaly. Moderate Islam is basically passive. It is suppressed by the Sharia law and by the very culture of Islam, which is 86% according to Walid and Theodore Shabbat, who were, Walid was previously a Palestinian terrorist and a Muslim, converted to Christianity, became also a believer and had a son, Theodore, here in America. His wife was an American. He puts forward information on Shoebat, Shoebat.com, that explains a lot of this. You have to understand there is no such thing as moderate Islam. All Islam believes in Sharia law. All Islam believes in the Hadith and the Shura. All Islam believes that Muhammad has to be considered sacred, and even criticism of Muhammad is a sign that you need to be put to death. They even believe that Jesus comes back as Isa, is their version. And Isa, by the way, even though they worship the Virgin Mary and think she's great, Isa is supposed to be now a Muslim, and that the Christians on earth that do not convert need to be beheaded. So if you don't see this as evil, if you don't see that there's no such thing as moderate and extreme Islam, and moderate Muslims, even if they are concerned because they want to acculturate in America, they're being persecuted themselves. If they speak out, they get they end up with a fatwa put on them. I watched a Fox News report several months ago about a moderate Muslim, if there is one, who basically is a imam, spoke up in Houston supporting Donald Trump's support of the idea of stopping extreme Islam, a Muslim terrorist coming in with false documents from Syria because they captured ISIS and ISIL with our help, two printing presses for passports, so they were OTMs other than Mexicans coming across the Mexican border. And this mom got fired, and he reported 170 other imams just in Houston alone, because there's a lot of Muslims there, moderate Muslims, because he didn't want extreme Muslims coming across doing terrorism, because he knew ultimately the American public wouldn't put up with it, and we would end up putting most Muslims into our civil detention camps if major terrorism on American soil happens. So the fact is, we have Barack Obama's collaborating to create terrorism to kill Americans. He needs to be immediately impeached. He's setting us on a war footing. He's trying to set us up for a third term, which will be Hillary Clinton, who will do exactly what the globalists want her to do. She tries to pretend she's an outsider. She's not. That's why she won't release the transcripts. And if you visit the bookstore over at Political Islam, you're going to get a series of books that's in English that'll make sense of the Quran. So even if you're a Muslim and you've been doing all these prayers and five times a day, what you need to do is read it in English and start to understand the logical progression that Islam is a dangerous pseudo-faith. It is 16% to 14% religion and 86% a political system. That's why Professor Warner says, well, I don't need to deal with the religious side of this. We need to deal with the political side, the foundation of Islam, Muhammad and the unbelievers, the political traditions of Islam, and the simple Quran. And the simple Quran is a reconstruction of the historical Quran that's in proper time sequence. So it makes sense. When you take them out of time sequence and put the longer surahs of the Quran at the beginning of the book and the shorter ones, which are not in time sequence, it doesn't make sense. So someone who has been studying this and reviewing it for years and reading it in Arabic and doesn't understand the time sequence can't understand the Quran. They also don't understand the hadith and shira that explain about Muhammad and how central not only worship but emulation of Muhammad is necessary to be a, quote, good Muslim. This makes it impossible to collaborate and to integrate into European or American culture. And, of course, the globalists want to dissolve culture, to melt it down, and to actually criticize us for daring to have any form of nationalism. You need to understand this. That's why Mr. Donald Trump is the only politician who's going to face these things squarely. And this is not an if. This is an almost certainty. What Barack Obama is going to do is preside over a major terror activity, which will pale, by comparison, to 9/11. In the number of people dead and the amount of destruction. And I guarantee you Mitch McConnell and the Republicans will collaborate with Democrats on a domestic security bill that'll be absolutely horrendous for American citizens. Show your papers, please. Everywhere you go, you'll be tracked and controlled. Back in a moment, your questions. Call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is the end. It is that we have Adele talking about the end. It's the end of ignorance. It's the end of the fog of confusion over Islam, because we have the genius of Bill Woolmer, former Tennessee State University professor. Bill, talk about your awakening to this whole issue of Islam after 9/11, and why you set up your site and you work 6 days a week to try to tell the truth in your books and your videos.
Well, my purpose is, I was a college professor for a while, and I love to educate. It transformed me in my life, and so after 9/11, I saw that I lived in a nation that knew absolutely nothing about Islam. They didn't know a Sikh from a Hindu, from a Buddhist, from a whatever. And I had already read the Quran and the life of Muhammad before that, so I understood the playbook, but I wanted to make it understandable to everybody. So basically, I'm sort of a dissident educator.
I love that. Go ahead.
Well, and I call myself a dissident because I have an organization devoted to education in Central Europe, and they can still remember. As a matter of fact, I just returned, and one of the men was telling me, actually, he's under the age of 30, says his grandfather committed suicide because of the Depression when the Soviets were ruling the Czech Republic. So, as you know, there were dissident intellectuals in the Soviet Union, and I thought, you know what? I'm a dissident intellectual, too, because I live in a nation that doesn't want to hear what I have to say. No one ever argues with me about being right or wrong, Dr. Bill. They just say, oh, he's a bigot, he's a hater, he's an Islamophobe. So
yeah, the usual garbage. And so, in other words, they have to do ad hominem attacks because they can't deal with an intellectual argument using inductive and deductive logic, and the actual documents converted to English so it's understandable in the proper time sequence of the Quran, the Hadith, the Shura, and these other documents which you produce to make it academically impossible to argue with you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've had professors scream at me that I should never be allowed on any campus, so I don't know.
Well, you know, they don't want you allowed on the campus because you may actually cause thought, because many of these professors, if they had original thought, they'd probably die of spontaneous human combustion.
Well, do you know, let me tell you, nothing's working like it should be, Dr. Bill. Let me give you an example. A colleague of mine, Carol Swain, a black woman who's a tenured professor at Vanderbilt here in Nashville, said to one of her classes, this idea about homosexuality is not politically correct, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway.
Right.
It was a front page news piece. And this part is true. The university actually published and declared in public announcement that there was a psychological counseling hotline for those students of hers who had heard ideas that had disturbed them and they needed counseling. I mean, we're now living in a universe where the university, supposedly a high quality when they charge $60,000 a year tuition, will guarantee you that if you hear a disruptive idea, they will give you professional counseling. I mean,
wow.
Make that make sense to me.
Well, basically, the high priests of education now are not educators. They're mind controllers.
They're one of the thought police.
Right. Yeah. It's so almost like the visions of 1984, the movie, where you keep on being beaten because you can't count the right number of fingers that are being held up in front of your face.
I just reread 1984 on the trip to Europe and coming back.
Right.
It reads like current events. We have a Department of Truth. We have mind police.
We have political correctness, which again is part of this. And we have the politically correct class called the Democrats. Corrupt the political class of the Republicans because they're two sides of the same beast. I call it the same snake, which is why, for example, in Puerto Rico, they're going to do this so-called bankruptcy that'll wipe out the fortunes of many people that bought the Puerto Rican bonds. But the same thing's going on, as you mentioned before, the jihad of death, which is, you know, murder, which obviously Obama wants to his domestic security bureau is bad, but the jihad of money taking over universities and the jihad of media and the jihad of politics, which Obama is a chief one, including now the converted head of the CIA and the head of the Department of Justice with, Loretta Lynch. This is an example that we have a jihad ongoing. And of course, even with Hillary Clinton, the first lady, if she does become president, will be Uma Abedin, whose mother was one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, yes. So we are living in a time in which those things which are supposed to protect us don't do so, and it's reduced down to you and me talking the truth because you can't get it in the news.
Right. I call it the snooze. If you do it, your IQ drops you drop an IQ point per hour if you watch the regular news. You actually put yourself in danger by listening to their pronouncements. Financial danger, personal danger, medical danger if you listen to everything they advise. So these all things are what I call lethal to the continuation of the human population.
But you have said something which I tell people, you've said it a different way, but we're saying the same thing. There are four kinds of jihad. Jihad of the sword, jihad of money, jihad of speech, and jihad of writing. And the jihad of the sword, which is the only thing you'll report about in the news, is by far the least dangerous part of the jihads.
Right.
I'm not trying to minimize the death, the relatives of those who have served, of those who have been killed in jihad, for instance, those who have friends and family in 9/11. But we lose, this is going to sound crass, but we lose more 18-year-olds every year due to the mixture of alcohol and gasoline than we do with jihad of the sword.
Right.
But when our textbooks here in Tennessee have become modified so that they preach that the highest society that's ever lived is the golden age of Baghdad, that Islam is the first to give women their rights, and that Islam was the most tolerant religion that's ever been, that is far more damaging to our ability to defend our civilization than a dozen people being assassinated at a bus station.
How many people, how many universities now are taken over by the money from the so-called, the various forms of Islam? How many now educational institutions are now what we call Sharia compliant in America. Let's go through that, because people need to realize long before we have a full takeover, we have a takeover of our educational institutions and our media and political correctness. And after every event, we see Obama apologizing to Islam, even after the jihad of murder, killing American citizens, like, you know, in San Bernardino, or up in the Boston.
Don't be hating Muslims now. The pure Islam is a beautiful expression. Don't you be hating Muslims.
Yeah, we even have the Department of Justice telling us, you know, Loretta Lynch, that she's going to prosecute and go after people like you and me that even raise the issue. And I say, bring it on, bitch. Bring it on.
Well, I don't say that, but I do have a cigarette.
I do. I like to challenge people because I like to see them toe-to-toe. I'm a medical legal expert, like half a lawyer. Plus, I also have no fear. I do not have fear. Because I realize the best strategy when you're dealing with a big monster is to yell and scream and run at it, and it doesn't know size. It realizes that you've got tactics and strategies that can take it down. You might have an elephant gun in your back pocket or around your back. You swing it around and aim it right at its head and blow its head off. Well, we can't tolerate this foolishness, and we have to also make people realize there's no such thing as, quote, a compartment of extreme Islam and moderate Islam. It's just Islam. How's that?
Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey, has told only one truth to Europe. He said there is no moderate Islam, there's no extreme Islam, there's only Islam. Islam is Islam. That was the first truth and the last truth that he's ever spoken to the Europeans. But he was dead accurate on that. What people call moderate Islam is somebody that's not practicing all of Islam. And when what they criticize is radical Islam, like Islamic State or Al-Qaeda, they're just practicing all of it. So what we need to do is sort of have a, you know, like you have when you buy a liquor, it has a proof label on it as to alcohol content. Muslims ought to have a truth label on it as to how much of the Islamic doctrine they actually obey.
Yeah, so in other words, there may be 50 proof Islam. How's that in the bottle of Islam?
Well, I think that I met a Muslim who came to one of the political meetings we were at when I was in Munich, and he had a beer in his hand. I says, "You call yourself a Muslim?" He says, "Well, yes." I says, "Is that beer halal?" I says, have you even read the Sunnah of Muhammad? Well, no. I said, have you read the Sirah? No. I said, have you even read all of the Quran? He said, no. I says, I bet you don't know anything about Sharia law, do you? He says, no. I says, well, do you beat your wife because it allows you to do so? So here's a man who calls himself a Muslim, and he's having a beer and pretending like he's a Muslim. So he's Islam-like, like, I don't know, 2 to 3%.
It's like having a man that calls himself black and he's 50% white. I mean, it's like, he's also a white, you know?
Answer me this question. Obama's 50% white and 100% black. How does the math work?
I don't know. That defies logic.
it
defies logic. And the problem is, you see, this race card, which he keeps bringing out, is actually causing division. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It matters whether or not you're an American. And the American culture is based on Judeo-Christian principles that allow us to have freedom. Islam is the exact opposite. This is the cyanide to the political system we cherish that allows us in Europe and America to actually have geopolitical freedom to speak freely. Islam does not allow that. I mean, if Islamic State takes over, we saw this in Deerfield, Michigan. I was born in Detroit. And as soon as a small population of Muslims get in hold, like in Quebec, Canada, they push, for example, the Department of Education in Quebec, and you probably know this, tried to lobby to have all ham taken out of the meals for everybody, including all the other kids in Quebec City. The Department of Education go out and says, we're going to have ham sandwiches, whether or not, if your child doesn't want to have ham, they don't have to have ham. They're trying to literally tell people that your school has to be Sharia compliant, that even kids that are not Muslim, they have to, number one, don't criticize Muhammad or Islam. Number two, eat like a Muslim and literally celebrate Muslim holy days like, and don't say the word Merry Christmas. No. Or don't say any Hebrew days like, to worship Passover or any other holy day like we had last week. Oh, no. But the holy days of Islam are sacred, and you can't criticize them, or you're going to have something like they happen to happen with that newspaper in France that got criticized, and they ended up getting an attack on the newspaper because they are criticizing in cartoons Muhammad. And you see these Muslims, and they look like somebody that are on PCP, phencyclidine. It's like, You've got to be kidding. These people are crazed maniacs, and they feel a religious duty to kill anybody who dares say these things if they're practicing all of Islam. It's not consistent with having them in our country, period. People need to know that. And it doesn't matter if they're a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, they're practicing what we call Islam light so they don't get, you know, outcast by their so-called colleagues. Because if they're a large enough of the population, the very what they'll do is they won't practice it, but they will not criticize extreme Islam for fear of a fatwa against their daughter going to school, or they're having their tire slashed, or ending up worse, you know, killed because by some violent act by the quote extreme element, because they won't publicly criticize them. You know, that's why you have these meetings of these Muslims, moderate Muslims, that say they're going to meet to support, say, Donald Trump. The meetings are like 25, 50 people, not thousands. The reason is they've been beat into submission by the very fact that Islam is a geopolitical system to beat people into submission. They're not going to oppose extreme Islam, even if it's only 0.5% of their body. They also tolerate extreme imams. 72% of the imams in American mosques are radicalizing. Are we crazy? Why do we let our young people get exposed to this? Because we are stupid. There's no other word for it.
I object to the use of your term radicalizing. I'm very keen as a scientist on precise use of terms.
Yeah.
They're fully Islamicizing.
Yeah, exactly. That's a better term. They're fully, in other words, they're preaching all of Islam, not just a kind of a watered-down version for the public, right? They're fully, that's a good one. I'm going to use that for now on. They're fully Islamicizing. They're not giving the watered-down term for CNN or some other geopolitical meeting with Obama to sit there and smirk around and say, yeah, we're moderate, we're good Americans. No, you're not. Islam is not consistent with the American Constitution. It's not consistent with public integration into Canada, the United States, Europe, or Australia, or anywhere else. It is not, period. And, of course, these ghettoization of these people makes things even worse. And a lot of these people that are radicalized, you don't have to worry about them coming across the southern border. Many of these radicals, like Anwar al-Awlaki, are Americans. And a lot of the worst ones are highly educated, and they're really extreme. That's what's really dangerous about this.
Well, of course, we have the other leftist theory, which is the ones that we call extremists, which I just call 100%, that the only reason they're that way is that they haven't had a good enough job. They've been bullied because they're Muslims. We haven't treated them nice enough. And if we just gave them better jobs, they'd stop doing this. Or maybe we need to give them a small business loan so they can run their own fruit stand or something. That is, it's amazing how for the left everything is material.
Well, this is what Obama has done, for example, with Iran. We have a so-called deal with this idiot Kerry. They give $150 billion to extreme Islam in Iran, to the imams. And now they've got bombs with on the side in Farsi and in Hebrew, Ivrit Hebrew, that they're actually going to destroy Israel. And we tolerate it. And we tolerate them having a bomb. I mean, Trump says it's the greatest danger we have in America is not climate change, it's nuclear weapons. And the foolishness that Obama says we're building a space shield that'll protect us. And I used to be presidential level security cleared at the Q level. So I worked with Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, White Sand Missile Base, etc. And I have a photographic memory and advanced access and knowledge of technology. So our THAAD system, which is bullet to hit a bullet, is a titanium alloy. At the time, we would have a launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. We had about around a 10% initial strike rate. If we knew it was coming after years of work, we get up to 70%. It was only one missile. And I asked the director of Space Command, I said, you know, how long will it be before we get the system so it really works? He said, about $76 trillion in 2045. Now, they have what's called an interferometry field with nanoparticles in outer space, but that only hits the missile guidance system, and it's hit or miss, and it's not very good, and the Russians have ways of avoiding it. We don't have enough what's called, we call death ray lasers, since those were developed also in White Sands, and we only have like 10 of those systems. We don't have thousands of them, which if we rang all over every continent and so on, we could probably knock out a lot of missiles, but then we'd have radioactive debris and missile parts falling on our heads. What we don't understand is, what Obama's doing is setting us up for a nuclear or an EMP attack, and he could care a rat's behind what happens to us. After his leaves, he could care less. This man is a satanically energized maniac. Same as Hillary. This woman just wants to be prez.
He's good at what he does. I tell you, that he has been one of the most effective presidents I've ever seen in accomplishing what he wants to do.
Exactly. He's, in other words, he's not a failure. He is an absolute stellar 7-star Academy Award winning level politician who's lied, using neuro-linguistic programming. Everything he's done to deconstruct America and make, like his father, communist Frank Marshall Davis, to make it a post, American empire. That's what he's done.
And he's done it really well, as the press applauds him.
You gotta give him credit, man. You gotta give the devil his due, and believe me, he's a senior minion. We're back for another quick segment, and then Bill Warner will be back next Wednesday for a full hour, and we will track down Jonathan Gray. I'll try to get him on for Monday, and you don't want to miss that show. Again, this is not open for debate.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
And welcome back, and Bill Warner, let's go over your website. It's politicalislam.com. I'd like you to talk about your books, your videos, and other materials that are available, and of course, this is an incredibly important message. People need to get it straight. You make it so straightforward, there really isn't wiggle room for disagreeing. You know, and if people started hominem attacks, I'd just say, look, it's pointless. And I'm sure you do it too. You just say, if we can't deal with logic, there's no point in having a discussion.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, please talk about your books. I'd like people to know.
Well, first off, what I've done is I've taken Islamic doctrine and made it easy to understand. I even sell a lot of little books that are only about 70 or 80 pages long, because people have been lied to and said, oh, Islam is hard to understand. Nope, if you're a high school student, you can understand Islam. So, and the other thing that I do is I don't deal in opinion. For instance, the life of Muhammad is as critical to Islam as the Gospels are to Christianity.
Right.
And I've made his life easy to read. And by the way, it is an incredibly good read. The life of Muhammad is filled with spies, counter-spies, secret agents, torture, sex slaves, plots, schemes, war, raids, assassinations. I mean, it is seriously an excellent read. And when you read it, you'll understand Islam. Because what the thing is, being a scientist, I'm real keen on how you structure things logically. And one of the things that I realized in doing my study of Islam was that there are two Muhammads, an early peaceful Muhammad and a later war Muhammad. There are two Qurans, which one religious and peaceful, and the other one is very warlike. So what I've done is I've taken books like the Quran, for instance. You can read and understand my Quran. But my books aren't a random assortment because what they're structured into a teaching system. I recommend that you start off with the life of Muhammad, not the Quran. You don't want to read the Quran until you've read Muhammad. Once you've read Muhammad, by the way, that Quran, which before was like, well, how does it doesn't make any sense, becomes transparent. So my books are structured in such a way that you can take steps to teach yourself. And this is not boring material, I tell you. That's one of the things is that people's misunderstandings about, well, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, it's going to be boring. Nope, it's not hard, it's definitely not boring.
It's probably not going to be a script for a Hollywood blockbuster movie, though it could be, because it'd probably be a fatwa put on the Hollywood directors that would do this.
If you made the movie, you don't need to spice it up. You don't need to look. We're killing 800 Jews in one evening. Okay,
right.
And that's exciting material, and it's all true. So it's funny that the movie's never made because you don't need to try to, you know, make it more exciting.
Yeah, you don't need to jazz it up. In other words, it's just the facts. And actually, what's interesting is even a dialogue, which Salman Rushdie wrote about, called the Satanic Letters. He got a fatwa put in his head and had to hide for years from being murdered because he actually just talked about a dialogue that Muhammad himself put in the Quran, but that he was confused when he reported to his wife whether he was dialoguing with the opposer or Satan or God through Allah. And this is bizarre, but I mean, the fact is he just actually, as an academic like you, just simply said, this is a dialogue that was written in their Quran. Do you people that are not Muslim, do you not know this? And the Muslims went nuts over it. They just went crazy, didn't they?
You know, they did, and what I could sense the oncoming collapse of Western society when, even when he said that, there were supposed writers who consider themselves divinely inspired to say, well, you know, he just shouldn't have done that with thing, you know, that he shouldn't have written the book, so therefore, well, yeah, we support free speech, but not that free.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, don't have free speech that actually gets to the point. Go to one of these diseducation centers, the Higher Education Centers for Truth. How's that? Don't call them universities anymore. The Higher Education Centers of Truth. So we'll see. Oh, by the way, Bill, can you send me a
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.